With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden last night applauding the release of some of the hostages yesterday, those being held by the Hamas terrorist group.
It's only a start, but so far it's gone well. Early this morning, 13 Israeli hostages were released, including an elderly woman, a grandmother, and mothers with their young children, some under the age of 6 years old.
Now, the president making his comments last night on day one of a four-day ceasefire that's going to include more hostage releases over the weekend. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it has received a new list of hostages to be released by Hamas, the second batch of hostages to be released by the Islamic militant group under a four-day truce. Netanyahu's office says it has notified the families whose loved ones are set for the new release. Most of the Israeli hostages released by Hamas in the first batch were said to be in good health after returning to Israel. The hostages released in that first group included 13 Israelis, 10 people from Thailand, and one from the Philippines. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More than three dozen Palestinian prisoners, many of them terrorists, have returned home to a hero's welcome in the West Bank. Retailers kicked off the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season with discounts and other enticements on Black Friday. It was enough to lure shoppers like this man in Wrentham, Massachusetts, out to the stores early in the morning.
People always say, like, oh, why don't you just do, like, online shopping? But I still find fun in going out and hanging out with my friends and stuff and just being out here, you know? It's early in the morning, but you only live once, so might as well have fun.
A shopper, Calvin Garcia, who spoke to WCVB. Retail executives do say they're concerned with a spending slowdown that could temper sales throughout the holidays. The job market remains solid, but consumers are under pressure from dwindling savings. This is SRN News. A California counseling service unveils a controversial new program. Here's Michael Harrington.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents' groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The nation's largest Christian university says it will fight a $38 million fine brought by the federal government over allegations it misrepresented the exact cost of its programs. Grand Canyon University, which enrolls more than 100,000 students, mostly online, says it's filing an appeal with the U.S. Education Department. If that fails, the Phoenix-based school says it's prepared to file a federal lawsuit. This is SRN News. The police officer convicted in the death of George Floyd has reportedly been stabbed in prison.
Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at a federal prison in Arizona. The attack happened at the Federal Correctional Institution Tucson, a medium security prison that has been plagued by security lapses and staffing shortages.
That report from correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole after 10 years behind bars.
Oscar Pistorius, a double amputee, won multiple Paralympic gold medals. But in 2013, he shot and killed his partner, Reva Steenkamp, through a toilet door at his home. Pistorius was convicted of murder in 2015. He's due to walk out of prison on the 5th of January.
That's BBC's Daniel Day-Simone reporting. More on these stories at srnnews.com.